Welcome, friends. James Corbett here, CorbettReport.com. Today is the 15th of February, 2015, and as regular listeners to the Corbett Report podcast will know, in recent weeks, in recent months, I have reaffirmed that I want to refocus the attention of the Corbett Report even more strongly on solutions and on ideas about ways that we can actually take matters into our own hands and improve the world around us. And as part of that ongoing process, you will remember that a couple of weeks ago, I interviewed Anthony Gucciardi of NaturalSociety.com, specifically about how to actually keep your New Year's resolutions or any resolutions that you make about how to change your life rather than allowing your subconscious to trick you into giving up on those resolutions. And I think this conversation probably will be an extension of that one or an addition. Again, we're going to throw a lot of different ideas at the wall this year and see what sticks. So I'm excited to explore some of them with you. And with today's guest, today I'm joined on the line from Wales by our guest, Morag Embleton of the website worldchanging.me. Morag, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you very much, James, for inviting me. Real pleasure to be here.
Excellent. Well, I'm excited to talk to you about this idea for this website that you have. I must admit, I haven't signed up for the website yet or done any quests on it, so I'm not familiar with it from that to that degree of detail, but I am excited by the idea behind this, or at least what I take to be the idea. But before we get into the specifics of it, why don't you tell us just in general terms a little bit about yourself, your background, and how you came to start this website?
Okay, so gosh, that's a very general question.
Too general, perhaps.
I suppose. So I've always been interested in the environment. I've had lots of different jobs in the past. I've worked in the private sector, in the public sector, and for a charity as well. And none of them seem to really fit for me, that has to be said. But I've always been interested in, you know, why is the world the way it is? And why isn't it more the way that, you know, everyone always seems to want it to be, like things like, why do we have pollution? Why do we have a monetary system the way that it is at the moment, that kind of stuff. And I suppose when I was doing my degree, I read a book called The Ecology of Commerce, which was written by a designer. And it was talking about how the role of a designer and how that really when you're designing products, you should think of it in terms of, at that time we were talking cradle to grave, but I suppose now it's moved on to cradle kind of ideas. And all of these ideas are not new, you know, they've been around for ages, and yet we still don't see this kind of change that much, really, or not as far as it could have been within society. So that's what I've always been interested in, and that's what led us to create this website, worldchanging.me.
Well, that is obviously, I think, in line with what I'm attempting to do, is not just talk about change or not just explore different ideas for change, but to actually implement it in our lives. And it's different to actually do something than simply to talk about it. So I think there's often the need for some sort of motivation or some way of getting ourselves started on this quest. And worldchanging.me seems to be a very interesting answer to that problem. Tell the listeners who have not visited the website yet what they will see when they first get there and what they can actually do.
So the website is essentially a list of lots of different step-by-step changes that you could make to your lifestyle. Starting from the quests we've split into, each quest has 3, 6, or 9 levels, and they start off with like the simplest and easiest thing that you could possibly do. That's usually something that you do for free or very, very cheaply. And then as the quests, the levels go up, they become more difficult and or possibly more expensive to do. But you choose where you go, and you kind of choose your way around the site, essentially just doing the quests that you find important to you. And some things you'll see that you are already doing. I don't know you, so I don't know which ones you could possibly be doing, but there's like obvious things like turn the tap off when you're brushing your teeth. You know, I think everybody does that now, although it's odd to think that perhaps we didn't when we were kids. I don't know, but you know, that's something that you do. But then other things you might not do or you might not know about. I suspect a lot of people watching the Corbett Report will already know about the monetary system and the way that works. But there is, if you don't, there is a quest to do with finding out about that for yourself on the site as well. So you kind of like lead yourself around the site. And each quest, at the bottom, there's like, okay, so you've done this one, you might also be interested in this. So the idea is that you always take it that next step further. Once you've got something underneath your belt and it becomes a habit, you kind of take it to that next level to just try to increase your impact and your solutions a little bit more. And it's not about pledges, it's about actions, it's about actually doing stuff. And we were interested to see the conversation you had with Anthony Gutterati, was it, about resolutions, because I did some similar research and found a report from the University of Manchester that was talking about do pledges work. And essentially they found that no, unless you give it some kind of public recognition. So on this site, when you sign up for a quest, essentially you are pledging, but when you check in, that's your public recognition that actually you have completed that task. That's something that you have done. Otherwise, it just stays on your list of things to do.
Yeah, well, exactly. It's a difference between a to-do list and a doing list, I suppose. But it's interesting because that's the exact opposite point we were making with Anthony Gucciardi a couple of weeks ago, where he was pointing to studies that showed that the simply saying or stating publicly that you were doing something can actually trick your subconscious into believing that you have already gone some way towards achieving it, and thus you don't need to go the rest of the way. So this can be a complicated process. But the part that I think is interesting about this to me is that not only are these quests structured, from what I see, at least from what I've seen from browsing the website, structured in a way that, as you say, are very step-by-step, broken down into very simple and manageable steps that build on each other in, I think, a logical progression, which I think is very helpful for people, even just to see the way that a quest can be structured like that, so that we can start thinking about that in all the various aspects of our lives. Sometimes these ideas seem so overwhelming. How can we go from A to Z when really we have to go from A to B and then B to C and C to D? So it's good to see that process. But also, I like the idea of this point system for different things that that you do with relation to these quests. Tell us about that and how that works.
Okay, so on the quests, we've kind of split them down into 13 different lifestyle areas. And because when I was trying to put the quests into those lifestyle areas, it was really difficult. You know, something to do with GMOs, I've put in food, but equally you could put it into environment or like the health and well-being kind of lifestyle area as well. But with the points, what we try to indicate is the kind of proportional impacts that you're having on those lifestyle areas. So you get the star between 1 or 1 point and 5 points in each of those lifestyle areas. And it shows, the kind of impacts that you might be having across the board. Yeah, and your points lead, and they add up, obviously, they total as you're completing the quest, and then you become, we've kind of gamified the site essentially. You become like a level one world changer, a level two, and then as you progress, it's more difficult to get from a level 10 to a level 11.
Right. So you basically level up by earning points by doing various things like completing a quest, or even just blogging about your progress, or taking photographs of your progress, or things like that, depending on the quest. I mean, I think that's an interesting concept, because it's actually one that we covered on the Corbett Report podcast, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago or so. I had a podcast about You Are Being Gamed, talking about the ways that corporations were starting to look at how people can be motivated to do various things, by simply giving them points in kind of a game type system, to make something almost, you know, fun out of whatever it is they want you to do. And that is a very insidious and quite scary process when we think of the ways that corporations can use that to basically mold us into more pliable consumers. But the flip side of that is, given that that is still a fundamental part of our psychology, and that we as humans can be motivated to do things by putting them in that structure, then why don't we take that bull by the horns and put ourselves into voluntarily agreeing to various quests with this type of structure to do things that we actually want to do? And I think that's, I mean, I don't know how much you've studied the psychology of this or thought about that, but I think it's really quite powerful. And I wonder where you came up with the idea for including that as part of the structure for this website.
It's something that we studied quite a lot. there was a great book put out called Reality is Broken by Jane McGonigal, and she's done a few TED Talks as well, talking about how in virtual reality gaming worlds, people have all of this power and they're doing lots of great stuff. They're collaborating together, you know, to fulfill all of these quests. But when it comes to the real world, it's like you don't have that sense of collaboration, of teamwork necessarily. So she was talking a lot about how do you bring the things that you learn from the virtual gaming world into the real world. So we have tried to do that a lot with what we've built the site around. And to the extent that we've just also implemented that, well, you get badges as well for completing something like once, 5 times, 10 times, and for leveling up. So we've also included the option for people to be able to share those badges on Facebook, because if you are on Facebook, you'll obviously get the stream through from your friends saying that they've done something in some Facebook game. And this is like, I've done something in this real world game, you know.
Perhaps you can tell us about the sort of the scope of the various quests that are here, because I think it is such a wide range of things that you've got here. Everything from, as you say, learning about the monetary system to things that related to various environmental activities to the gift economy and things of that nature. I mean, it's quite a broad range of quests that you have up there. Tell us about the scope of that and how you came to decide on these particular types of quests.
We wanted to base it around the decisions that you might make on a daily basis. So that's why we broke it down into the different lifestyle areas. And because this game is, or this site is quite a broad thing, we don't know where you're at with your lifestyle and the things that are important to you. And because we wanted to make it so that anybody could start anywhere on the site and it might lead them in any other directions. So a lot of the quests kind of start off with a research element. You know, this is an issue in the world that some people know are going on. Do you know what about it? Have a look at this. See if it's something that you want to get involved in. You know, do some research. Find out for yourselves. And then, you know, let's see what we can do about that issue. And lots of the other ones are like the standard things, like, I want to save money on my electricity bill. You know, how do I start insulating my house? What's the easiest thing that I can do that won't cost me a penny? Because sometimes when you think, oh, I need to save money on the electricity bill, I have to go straight towards the double glazing. Whereas actually you can start simply by letting the sunlight in during the day and then closing the curtains at night to trap that bit of extra heat so that you, you know, can delay putting the heating on that a little bit later into the evening. So yeah, we wanted to base it on your people's lifestyles, but not base it around a particular lifestyle and make some things relevant to students and other things relevant to homeowners, you know, whether you're vegetarian or whether you're vegan or an omnivore, whether you cycle or have a car, there are all quests on there that you can do, and hopefully it will lead you into something else.
Right, and again, it is, I mean, obviously based on people's interests, and I assume new quests are being added to the site all the time?
Yeah, definitely. We don't, I mean, this is not a definitive list of things that you can do. We're always looking to add in new quests. I've got a list as long as my arm of things to add into the site. And obviously things change as well, information comes up, and it's not like you have to do every quest on the site. If there's a quest that you don't agree with, then just don't do it. Just move on to the next one. Yeah, so we're always adding.
So tell us about some of the things that people have actually accomplished. I mean, have any of your members actually done something that I guess would be, I don't know how to phrase this question, but tangible in a way that that the audience could relate to?
Yeah, I think they have. I mean, lots of people have done things like started picking up litter within their community. Rather than leaving it to fly around and end up in the ocean. So they've actually gone through and started picking stuff up. And I think people usually start with the things that they are doing already because it's like really, really easy. And they can just tick that one off and say, yes, I'm doing that. But what really excites me is when people start looking beyond what they would normally look at and and into some quite difficult subject areas as well sometimes. Like if you started doing like the safety of the orangutan quest, start looking to see where, how palm oil is in the things that you buy on a, like a daily basis, then it can become quite a shocking thing to actually do that. But for people to move from from their comfort zone into an area that is new to them, and but then to confront it and to look at it and think, well, what can I change? How can I change my shopping habits? What products can I switch so that I don't have to consume as much palm oil? Yeah, that's really good. I really love to see it when people do that. Obviously, they're going through kind of a bit of a shock to find out something like that, but they, to get through it and to find actions afterwards, I find really exciting.
I share in that excitement because I think it's difficult for people who have not experienced such a shift in perspective to understand that sometimes things that seem extremely small can have a huge effect on your psyche and the way that you end up living your life. And I mean, just one example is that recently I've really started trying to eat a lot healthier than before, and the simple act of checking labels for nutrition information has drastically altered my perspective. I mean, we all have an idea of what is healthy and unhealthy foods, but until you actually start looking at the added salt or whatever it is in various foods, you really don't know what's in there, and it really starts to completely change your eating habits and, as a result, your shopping habits and all of that. So it's, again, tiny changes can make huge effects on people's lives, and I think this is the type of thing that people can discover through these types of quests, I would hope, at any rate. Again, I haven't signed up for this yet, so I suppose that I will be something of a guinea pig, because I want to ask you here, is there a quest for me in line with my resolution this year? I actually want to grow something in my garden that I'm actually going to be able to eat myself. I am a notorious black thumb, and I have never had very much success at all growing anything in my garden. So, is there a quest on worldchanging.me for me?
We have the quest for you, and it's under education and culture, which you might be surprised at, and we call it the Growing Steady Quest. So it's so that quest is about exactly that, growing something from either a seed or a cutting. You've got three different levels. The first one is to grow something. I'm not going to help you any more than that because I don't know what it is that you want to grow. The second level is to share one of those things that you've grown with a friend, because that's what gardeners always do. We're always swapping seeds and swapping plants. And then the third level is to save those seeds.
I love that progression, I must say, because of course the first part is just going out there doing it and accomplishing something. But the second part is connecting it into the community, which I think is absolutely the important part of this, not only in that specific example, but with so many of these different quests. So, all right, here I guess I'm publicly committing. I will sign up and try this quest. So we'll see how that goes. And I'm very much looking forward to it. And we'll see if anyone else will join me, if not on that quest, at least on something else. And again, people can just take a look at this site and just see for themselves if there's anything here that they're interested in. I'm not saying this is an endorsement from me. It's just, I think, another idea of how we can motivate ourselves to start doing things, and hopefully things that will actually, again, start to make real differences, not only in our lives, but in our communities, which I think is ultimately what the point of the Corbett Report is not just to sit here and talk about problems, but to actually motivate people to start looking for solutions. So my hat's off to you guys out there for actually starting this website and motivating people to do things that they should already be doing, perhaps. But that you've got to start somewhere, so why not make it a little bit fun? So you've sold me on that game, and I'm going to give it a try. So thank you very much for that. Thank you for bringing it to our attention. Is there any other aspects of this website that you wanted to cover today?
I suppose the only thing I would say is that it's about helping to make like a new normal as well. I think we don't necessarily know it as adults, but there's still that kind of peer pressure to, you know, conform and to do things that our friends and other people around us are doing. There was a great TED talk by Alex Maskey that talks about like that whole behavioural change and how you were influenced more than you know necessarily by what people around you are doing. So with World Changing Me, you'll be able to see underneath the crests the people, the faces of the people when they've put their faces up, you don't have to, that are also doing that quest, so that it becomes a kind of normal thing to see that, okay, it's not so odd to be concerned about plastic pollution or GMOs or to be eating organically or be a vegetarian or to eat, you know, fresh or raw foods. So, yeah, it's about creating that new normal, the kind of be the change you want to see in the world.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, I think, again, that resonates very much with my message, although you will have a hard time of convincing me to give up eating meat, but but other than that, well...
Yeah, but then perhaps I would ask you to eat meat from a pastured meat or one with good animal welfare standards. You know, that would be the step for you.
Absolutely, yes. And I agree with that completely, and yet it's something that I haven't taken into perspective generally speaking, when I go out shopping for my meat, and yet it is something that I am concerned about. So again, I think that's another point where there's so many things that we do on a daily basis that are unconscious decisions that we just make by rote that should be conscious. And as you say, when these changes, even these minor changes, start to happen in people's lives, they affect the lives of people around them and people who know these people, almost as a type of cultural osmosis. So I think, again, it is about being the change. So again, I'm excited by all the people who are bringing different ideas to the table of how we can actually start implementing these changes and start solving problems rather than just talking about them. So my hat's off to you once again, Moreg Embleton, worldchanging.me. I hope people will check the website out and see if there's something there that they're interested in taking on board as a quest. Moreg, thank you so much for your time today.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, James.